Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's contemporary China. People are facing abuse from their employers, local politicians, gangsters. Life is a struggle, and anger roils just beneath the surface, only to burst forth with alarming consequences. In a series of linked stories, a fantastic film from China treads new ground in Chinese cinema. It's called A Touch of Sin and played at the Toronto International Film Festival. It is made by Jia Jiangke, part of China's sixth generation and one of the best. He brings the underside of current Chinese issues to the forefront and never shies away from controversial topics. Known for films like Platform, The World, and Still Life, his newest one outdoes them all. The movie's called A Touch of Sin. It stars Zhao Tao, and I'm very pleased to have both the director and the lead actress with me in Toronto. Zhao Tao, Jia Jiangke, Daoyan, Ni Men Hao.
Ni Men Hao, Da Jia Hao.
China has more than 250 million migrant workers. You concentrate on the lives of people who are dislocated from their homes. Why do you choose to talk about people away from their homes?
这个电影《天注定》里面几乎所有的人都在路上，他们都在漂泊之中。因为过去的中国社会
In A Touch of Sin, everyone is in transit and floating. In China, in the past, it was a segregated society and people did not have the freedom to move around and travel and migrate. But now, since people have acquired this new freedom to travel, for instance, from the north to the south, as the characters in this film do, one bears the hope when traveling for a better life. And another aspect of travel in A Touch of Sin or migration is its relationship to the wuxia genre. The characteristic of travel or theme of travel is one that is very prominent in wuxia cinema.
Mao Zedong said, "Women hold up half the sky." But in this movie, your character, it seems like the sky is falling on her. So she works in a massage parlor, but she's not a sex trade worker. She has an encounter with gangsters in the club. So tell me about this character and the role and what it says about women in China.
其实小玉她是一个非常
小玉 is an ordinary girl who faces an extraordinary act of violence that transforms her into an uncanny character. In this regard, she is an ordinary Chinese girl, but not every Chinese girl faces such acts of violence, and therefore she may represent a portion of Chinese women, but not is not symbolic of all of them.
One of the most dramatic scenes in the movie involves the character Da Hai. He's disgusted by the corruption in his village, and he tries to take justice into his own hands. He doesn't want corruption, he doesn't want anything to do with the bad guys. And he wants to take the complaint to the authorities, but it doesn't work. So tell me, in your mind, is Da Hai a hero or a fool?
我觉得我一直觉得我电影里面的四个人物，我对他们非常的矛盾。一方面呢，我觉得我从情感上
In these four characters in the film, I have a contradictory feeling towards all of them. First, I have incredible emotional empathy towards them, but also I do not agree with their violent solutions. But this is altogether emblematic of the tragedy of the social reality in China right now. And perhaps Da Hai can be an example of how one can begin to reflect upon the origins of this violence and begin to form a dialogue to express this phenomenon.
I'm interested in Sina Weibo or Weibo in China, people say it's the best way for social networking to share news, creative things, information. But in the film, the characters who use it, they just, everything is TMD, Tamada. Yes, yes. That's all they say. So what does, is that your comment on Weibo?
据说现在中国微博的用户有5亿多人，就新浪微博的用户有
5亿多人，
来给新浪做广告。但的确，微博它是某种程度上
，so of course it's become a collective personal collective point of expression for a lot of Chinese people, but also is a personal and emotional one.
I've seen many of your movies and.Some are documentaries, some are dramas. They all have a feeling of art to them, and they seem quite overlapping, the documentary and the drama. So do you differentiate between the two?
我觉得从形式上来说，的确还是两部分还是有区别的。纪录片的创作的方法跟思维，它所擅长表现的跟剧情面有还是有所区别的。
Of course, there are formal differences to documentary and to fictional filmmaking, particularly in their conception and production.
那我觉得我首先承认
And using reality to produce a reality is, of course, different from using fiction to produce reality.
特别是在一部电影里面如何
And my filmmaking has been about how to combine the two forms so that they can complement each other but also heighten their mutual expressivity.
Do you consider this film art or entertainment?
我觉得 我自己在创作的时候，我不会考虑它是一个艺术片还是这个。
This divide is not something that I consider when I make my films. That between the art and entertainment. Each film finds its their own form in a different way and expresses themselves in a different way. And audiences find their own resonances differently as well. In this particular situation, I was using the wuxia form to tell a contemporary story of social realism. And it was an experiment for me. And it happens, it so happens that Chinese audiences respond well and have a deeply connected history with the wuxia genre.
This film is very critical of Chinese government, especially corruption.Will it show in China exactly as the version we saw here?
天注定在今年的四月份就通过了
In April, after the production wrapped for Touch of Sin, Censor Board passed the film. And in November this year, it's slated for release in China. And the exact same version that premiered in Cannes is the version we'll see tonight. It will be the same version that's released in China. And the fact that this is a possibility today is an optimistic notion.
Great. Thank you very much, Jia Jiangke, Jia Tao. Thank you very much for speaking with me.I've been speaking with Chinese director Jia Jiangke and actress Zhao Tao at the Toronto International Film Festival about their new film, A Touch of Sin. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.